to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stattmiller, along with Robbie Noel and Mr. Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster on this Tuesday, 21st October 08. We've been getting kind of inundated here. Thank you, Hesham, for calling in. He says he's checked this thing out. He can't find any validity to this. Well, we've noticed in the past, and I just want to make a clarification here, that the National Guard, once they were federalized back in the early 70s, I mean, these were considered to be the state's guard. It became the National Guard under the federal aegis. You know, that's why we have National Guard now in the Middle East doing regular military operations. They were never designed really for that. They were here for CONUS or continental U.S. Use. Now, I've seen the reports and I've talked to National Guard's people over the years. They have been minimized. They've been downsized. The equipment, the new equipment that they would get from time to time was drying up, dwindling. They were getting a lot of reject and used stuff, refurbished stuff. But I don't like the flavor of it. Now, you know, if you can explain to me why National Guard troops are being rotated or Iraq troops are being rotated back into the country for use here inside the United States, if somebody has an argument to the contrary, I'd be willing to listen to it. But posse comitatus has gone out the window, so I guess it's up for grabs. Take another call here. Why is my thing messing up at this point? Is this Marcia or Marcia? Marcia in Massachusetts.
Marcia in Massachusetts.
Hi.
I had sent an email to Bob last week, and he was kind enough to return the call, and we chatted for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it was about my kids' IRAs. They're 21 and 23 and had set up a Roth IRA for themselves. And we were trying to get it out of the stock market, and he suggested Swiss Treasuries. But I heard back from our financial guy that that's really not something they can do. So I thought was, are they young enough to keep their IRAs invested in the stock market, or is that just not a good thing at all?
No, I don't think it's a good thing at all. Do they have the alternative of putting them into gold and silver coins?
I don't know. Unless we took them out, I didn't know if it was worth it to take, you know, to take them
no,
out.
No, no, Robbie, account. Tell her how she can do that.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Marcia, I'll tell you what. Let's take the break here and phrase the question to Robbie. He'll respond after the break.
All right, sounds great.
Okay, so we'll take the break here and be right back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, Marcia, phrase the question for Mr. Noel.
Is Robbie awake?
Yeah, no, sorry, I was busy doing something else. I just got an email.
That's okay. I had spoken with Bob earlier, and he suggested that my kids' Roth IRAs be put into Swiss treasuries. I was informed by our financial advisor that that's not really something they're set up to do.
Which means they don't sell it, so they don't offer it.
Okay. So Bob was suggesting that maybe there's a way to put it into gold and silver.
Sure, you can roll it over into a gold IRA.
And do I just ask them to do that, or?
Oh, sure. Yeah. You can just go online. They got a full service internet site. It's called GoldStarTrust.com.
Okay.
But Robbie, don't you do that?
No, I don't do that. We just ship the gold. We have no other dealings with Gold Star Trust Company. It's between the client and Gold Star Trust. But all the information is up on the website. It'll say Precious Metals IRA. Just click on the link.
Yep.
It should answer all your questions. If they do not answer all your questions, they're very helpful people down there. You can give them a call at the 800 number.
All right. That sounds great.
And ask to speak to Trey Hightower.
Okay.
Tell him I told you to call him.
Very good.
And he will answer all your questions.
Thank you. And before I hang up, I own some Cordeline stock. I'm very good at buying high.
Yes.
Should I hang on to it?
Oh, I tried to buy some today at 80 cents. They told me, sorry, it's a penny stock. You can't do it.
So is it a company that you think will come back?
Well, me and Bob differ on this one. It's like Hecla Mining. We obviously have our differences on that one. No, look, there's something strange going on with silver. I can't explain it.
Sure.
I was just reading an email from Hugo Salinas. I don't know if many Americans know who Hugo Salinas is. Very prominent Mexican. He's a billionaire. He has radio stores all over Mexico. He is a main distributor for the Mexican Mint. And he's just been informed by the Mexican Mint there's only 60,000 Libertads available between now and January. And this is from a country that is, I don't know, maybe something has changed since I last checked, but is the number one silver producer on the planet.
Well, then the question arises, are the central banks trying to keep silver and gold coins out of the hands of the public?
Well, that's what his question is. That's exactly what his question is, Bob, because nothing makes any logical sense in any way, shape, or form. And besides, I just got another email from one of the main distributors for U.S. Eagles in the United States. The premium on a one-ounce American Gold Eagle is $123. That's a 16% premium over spot price.
Mm-hmm. Well, is it because the dollar, I don't know if you follow predictive linguistics at half past human, and they're saying the dollar is going to crash, I think, at the end of November.
Well, it's inevitable the dollar's going to crash, but it's going to go on one major hayride between now and then, because obviously if you believe everything you hear from the Keynesian school of thought out there, which is predominantly 90% of the people on the planet, the only way that we can solve the current financial crisis is to print our way out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, prepare yourself.
Well, we're buying gold and silver because we listen
if
to you guys.
If you can find it.
So thank you for your help.
Okay.
Thank
all
you.
All
right. Have a good night.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
As a matter of fact, well, why don't we do the Bob Chapman special? Because it's got something unique
in it.
Here's a Bob Chapman special, and I've only got 8 packages. It's 20 Swiss francs and a roll of silver eagles at my cost, which is $300 for 20. And figure that out. It's $4 over spot. So you got spot price right now, silver at $10. Add $4 to that, and that gives you what you're paying for a roll of silver eagles. Together with the 20 Swiss francs, plus a year's subscription to the International Forecaster and a fine ceramic mug from RBN, all yours for $3,999.
And 95 cents?
No. I was going to do that, but I thought, that's just too much, too much math for me to deal with, and I want to be kind to Julie because she is one hardworking lady.
$39.99, 20 Swiss francs, a roll of 20
silver eagles.
Silver eagles. And that is all the silver that you could lay your hands on.
And I've only got 8 packages, so it's first come, first serve.
Obviously. All right. By the way, somebody had emailed me, Bob, and the guy says, here's his email, John, can you help? I was telling a friend about when there was $1 trillion put into the stock market by the plunge protection team, the Fed and European banks to prop up the market about 6 months to a year ago, and why didn't that work, and he hadn't heard about it. I've been all over the web and can't find a thing. It's like it never happened, but two other friends can remember it. Did you write about it or do any shows on that or know where I can get some of that info?
Well, one of the problems that we're faced with is that when we find research, we use it then, and we got to get rid of it because, we go through a box of paper probably in 3 or 4 days. And, we're forever going through these toners. It's just unbelievable. And we just can't keep it. And so we don't have anything. But I do remember that. But that was just the beginning. I mean, how many trillions are out there already that the Fed and the Treasury have given the European Central Bank, the Bank of Canada, the Bank of England, the Swiss National Bank, and on and on. I mean, they're all in this together, and they're all creating money and credit. I mean, what's going on with the dollar? Other nations are printing their currency and exchanging it for dollars, making the dollar go up. Simple. I mean, that's what they've been doing for a long time in order to improve their trade position. And can you imagine the dollar trying, or American goods and services trying to compete with a 17% difference over the last 2 months in the value of the currency? It never happened.
Well, and this whole thing was supposed to be about transparency. This whole thing was supposed to be about, well, the mistakes have been made and we're going to be open about this. They're not. I mean, has anybody seen a balance sheet here? Has anybody seen the checks that have been written to these banks? How many trillions have they pumped in, and where have they put it?
Well, it's going on to bank balance sheets for the most part to allow them to say that we're solvent, which, of course, is a fiction. Probably half the banks in the world are underwater. That's why I continue to tell people to get their money out of banks and money market funds, etc., and credit unions and savings and loans. Because, you know, sure, they're insured, and if you get your money, which assumably you will, it's going to be maybe half a year or two from now when something happens to the institution that you're in, and you're going to get dollars that are worth, what, 20% less than they are right now today? I mean, the people, they just don't get it. They can't understand. And you should get your money out. And gold and silver is the place to go to.
PJ in the UK. Hello, PJ.
Oh, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
I thought I'd give you greetings from behind the Iron Curtain, even though it's in the UK. But,
the first people on the planet that had the first bank failure. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, we have very exclusive status here, the economy falling all around us. But just in keeping what everybody's mentioned so far about military activities and this money bust, one story that the UK press have missed completely, although they cruised across the top of it, two Icelandic banks went bust here, which really frightened people here, really did. And all the local authorities had to put their hand up and say they had 20 million, 30 million, 8 billion in total stashed in these banks with the public. But one thing that the story that the press have missed is Iceland has applied to Russia for an emergency loan, something like $100 billion. They'll probably get it, but then they will become a Russian dependency right to the north of us here. And that is a shockingly dangerous situation. I'd love to hear Bob's opinion on that.
Well, you're right about that. There's only 340,000 people in Iceland. So it's really not a major event except for the monies that were on deposit in the UK and Norway, Sweden, and Denmark, where they have branches. And they've told those countries that we're not going to honor their deposits. And, of course, the PM, Gordon Brown, went ballistic over that. But, you know, the banks throughout the world are in trouble. Not all of them, but about half of them. And the problem just isn't going to go away tomorrow. And why do you think there's a major run on gold and silver physical in Europe? The run is not in the United States. I mean, there's good demand coming out of India and the Middle East, as there always has. And there's a little bit more volume than normal in the United States, but like Robbie said earlier, it's all in the Middle East. And I'm seeing it also outside of Johannesburg. And I'm also seeing it in Mexico City and in Buenos Aires.
Yeah. One follow-up.
This is happening all over the world.
PJ, hold on a second. We've got to go to break. If you have something additional, we'll hold you over during the break. 1-800-313-9443. We've got somebody in L.A. that wants to call in. We'll take that call as well. We'll be right back.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Kill the music. I'm trying to tell you, mic up. All right. Jeez. I'm just flabbergasted today, gentlemen. I'm just watching the meltdown of America, and I'm getting a little testy nowadays. My apologies, Mr. Producer. He's in there laughing right now. PJ in the UK, you were saying, sir.
Okay, just briefly to ask all of you there, is this Icelandic bust, it's the banks and the country, really, is this the first example of sovereign wealth default? Bob?
No, we've seen it in Argentina several times, Brazil. So it's not new. And during the 1930s, almost every South American country reneged on their sovereign debt. And at the turn of the century here in 2000, Argentina defaulted in about $100 billion in debt. So it's not unusual. Statement by the president of Citibank back in 1974 is that sovereign countries don't go bankrupt is fallacious. It's not true. They do. And so, you know, you've got to, you know, be in a strong country with a strong currency, with a strong banking system. And unfortunately, today there's not a whole lot of those.
Well, the UK has lashed out something to the tune of loans and cash to the banks of $500 billion. And the Northern Rock pile, which was being repaid, we were told, it's only $37 billion a few weeks ago. Bradford and Bingley went bust. They had to add that, nationalize that, 80-something billion. Royal Bank of Scotland was bought out at 60%, and plus $9 billion, plus give them 32. That bill now of the direct nationalization is something like £145 billion pounds, which is a quarter of $1 trillion. Shocking.
That's right. And, you know, we haven't seen anywhere near the end of it yet. And, of course, the sad thing is that Newcastle's going to have their shirts have to be changed. No more Northern Rock on them.
Absolutely, bringing coals to Newcastle. But it's I'll finish up. It's the recession is biting really hard here, and this is the winter. I said it before in this letter that Britain is short of energy. There's two nuclear power stations down being repaired at the moment, and one is not coming back up. And the chance of us getting a fifth winter, mild winter in a row, I think, is remote. So I'll have to keep warm in the meantime.
Thank you, PJ.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I mean, what, Bob, just from going from memory here, they were upside down. 61 billion dollars, and that was 12 times the nation's economy.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem that they were running into was because of all this collapse that and Iceland, I mean, these people import everything. I mean, it's pretty doggone cold up there. So fruits and vegetables, a lot of staples, foods, you name it, had to be shipped into that country. They don't have a large manufacturing base. They had to buy their light bulbs offshore. I mean, they were dependent on imports. And the problem that Iceland ran into, and that's why I did the story the other day, talking about, you know, they're in serious trouble because the suppliers were demanding cash before they would ship any orders into that country. They said, wait a minute, you guys are in default. We're not shipping anything. We need the money first. So I guess no net 30 for the Icelandic people. And what is the deal on, what's the latest on the deal? Yeah, are the Russians riding to their rescue? I saw the International Monetary Fund in on that deal as well.
Well, the Russians, I don't know what they're into the Icelandic government and banks for already, but I'll guess it's something like $20 billion. You know, Russia's got to stand back and say, is it worth another $100 billion for 380,000 people? And quite frankly, no. And I think they should back off and let the IMF go in there and find out how they can keep the country running, because no individual nation should have that burden. If you remember in 1989, the Russians had the same problem, and that's why they've been as generous as they have with Iceland. And they had the Paris Group that lent them, I think it was $120 billion. They paid it all back, paid it back early, and got penalized for paying it back early. And so they did what they had to do and should have done. But it's a number of nations have got to come to their aid. It just can't be Russia.
Keith in Indiana. Hello, Keith.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
I had a specific question about savings bonds, but first I want to make a comment because, you know, this Idaho and the U.S. Brigades coming in, it's all very disturbing, but there's other reports about some 300,000-plus foreign troops. Well, they routinely moved them in and out, like Fort Polk. I also wonder about things like the Russian mafia, maybe being KGB. How many Asians are actual, you know, Chinese nationalists working for the military? I mean, it's a perfect plot if you have the U.S. military come in and disarm the armories, or take away all the, you know, major, you know, the tanks and planes or anything that's, you know, major armaments. And well, then foreign troops come flooding in. I mean, they got hundreds of millions of Chinese excess males ready to, you know.
Well, and Keith, let us not forget of all the mercenaries that's costing this government billions and billions to keep them on the payroll. Hang on a second. We got a break. We'll be right back. Hang on, Keith.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Keith, go ahead, sir. We got interrupted by that break.
Yeah, just saying. I mean, you know and I know how well these people plan. I mean, you know, they regionalized the United States of America into 10 regions 37 years ago.
Well, and you remember Cooperative Nugget. We called it Nifty Nugget that happened down in the South, and I do believe that was, what, Louisiana. And John Shekelsavili was down there representing, troops from Latvia and this, that, and the other. It was their coalition troops that they liked to brag about so much. And these are the New World Order gangbusters. These are the people that will go into countries with these coalition forces, just like we did with Iraq. You know, our only other big ally there was England. But John Shekelsavili, general, he himself said, right on the parade grounds, he said, "Here, ladies and gentlemen, is the army of the New World Order."
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, and you know, hey, we got bases here. We got air bases of the Germans inside this country. We've trained people. We had the Brits here. We've trained everybody in house-to-house searches and seizures, just what we saw going on in Iraq. And now it's being handled, a lot of that's being handled by the privateers, which is mm-hmm. costing this government billions and billions of dollars, and there's really no oversight. You know, when you hear a family getting blown to hell and back, It was by a private contractor or a mercenary. You know, and, right. and how do they fall under the United States Military Code of Justice? I don't think that they do.
They don't.
Right. Yeah. Now this, I mean, you know, and then the other reports, I mean, recruiting Crips and Bloods and death squads formerly from Nicaragua. I mean, it gets pretty frightening. But, well, let me ask my specific question.
Yeah.
It seems almost, but I have a friend has about $50,000 in savings bonds, double E. He's afraid of taking a big tax hit because he hasn't turned 70 yet. But I'm saying forget about the tax hit. Just convert to gold and silver. What do you think?
Robbie?
Well,
go, Bob.
You go ahead, Rob.
No, well, I mean, it's unfortunately, put it this way, if you take the penalty right now, in order to recover that penalty, you would have to see, and you bought gold, you would have to see gold rise to around about $1,300 before you broke even. That's if you took the hit and you took physical delivery of gold in your hand.
All right. Now, so
the smarter idea would be just simply to roll it over into an IRA and avoid that.
Okay, but we're talking, Robbie, Bob, check me here, will you? Don't we have an inflation factor going on in this country?
Big time.
Okay, so somebody rolls over from one piece of paper to the next. What's happening to their savings?
They're going down in value because the dollar's falling.
All right, then why the hell are we selling gold? Because what does that protect against?
The collapse of a currency.
And inflation, correct? Because eventually this stuff has to meet its own level. They've been sitting on it. They've been suppressing it.
Well, John, what's even worse than this, being in dollar assets, you know, I think that during 2009, particularly in the second half of the year, perhaps before that, you're going to see the credit rating, which is given out by S&P, Moody's, and Fitch, lowered on U.S. paper. And it could be a substantial drop, like from AAA to A. And, you know, anything below that, you start to get in the junk area. And I wouldn't want to be in savings bonds. It's gold and silver assets, either coins or shares or both. And if you don't want to do that, the only opt-out that I see is the Swiss franc treasury. Other than that, there isn't anything.
Yeah. But and how is the Swiss franc treasury going to hold up if the damn system collapses? What is going
to... And it will eventually collapse.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be in Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, U.S. Treasuries, Sally Mae's. You don't want to be in that paper. You don't want to be in a money market fund. And as I explained before, SNLs, credit unions, and bank accounts. Only what you need to operate with. The rest of it's got to go in gold and silver assets.
Keith, how much did you say? You said this was your father?
It's a friend of mine.
Okay, a friend of yours?
Going to turn 70 in another month. I think it's 70 and a half. I think the tax thing's irrelevant. I mean, you're right about the, you know, inflation that's going to come. And
he's coming to an age he's going to have to cash it in anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that shouldn't be a consideration. The consideration is where does he go to?
Yeah. Well, and Keith, I can understand. I mean, and guys, Robbie and Bob, this is the mindset that a lot of people have. That you know, the government, it screws up from time to time, but they're well-meaning, and people have been told, you know, when I was working for General Motors back in the 80s, they kept pressuring me to buy U.S. bonds, and I said, what for? Well, it's a good investment. And I said, no, it's not. I said, because what the return is, what they'll give me on that treasury, I want to sink money into a 30-year bond. I said, what the hell is the thing really going to be worth at the 30-year term? I said, it's going to be ate up by what they call inflation. And I said, so what am I really saving here? I mean, what savings when I go to cash in that bond, what are they going to give me? Oh, well, we're sorry, Mr. Statmiller. We'll adjust it for inflation. The $10,000 you had in U.S. savings bond, we're now going to give you $55,000 or whatever figure it would be to keep up with the rate of inflation. But, Keith, I can understand the mindset that people have because their entire lives have been told to buy stocks and bonds and treasuries and muni bonds and this and that and the other. It's hard for them. And the older you get, the scarier things get and the scareder people get. They want to keep holding on desperately to what they perceived is a good thing.
Right. But our
and the key word is perceived.
Perceived. There you go.
The ultimate people control is food and water at this point. I mean, we've got to have that because people will turn in their guns to get food when they're hungry.
You bet they will. You bet they will. Starvation is a very powerful motivator. Keith, thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. We have a gentleman. We have a call from L.A. Arian in L.A.
Yeah, it's actually Arian, but, you know.
Okay.
Anyway, listen, first I wanted to ask one of your guests was, he said he was in a radio
show. You're the Indian fellow.
Yeah, you remember me, that's right.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, yeah, anyway, one of your guests says he was on a radio show here in L.A. You mind if I ask, what show was that?
Well, you know, I don't even know the name of the show, nor do I know the station it was on, but I can tell you the two fellas that run the station, or that program, which is sponsored by Superior Gold, and it's an O-line coin firm in Los Angeles, and it's Carl Lacey and John March.
Okay, but this is the actual radio show you were on then, huh?
Yeah, this is live.
I mean, you were,
and it was on at 12:30, although the program started at noon.
You were a guest,
time.
Right?
Yeah, I was a guest. It's the second time I've been on there.
Okay. Anyway, you know, I wanted to ask a question. Forgive me, host. I forgot your name. Is Stephen?
That's close enough.
Okay. Listen, you were. You seem kind of annoyed that America seems to be coming to its downfall. And I got to ask you something. It's not that I think you're wrong. You know what I mean? America is going through some tough times. But could this just be another case of a cycle? Things go up, things go down.
No. I don't know where you're coming from because I've listened to you the last time you called in, and I don't know if you're in your altruistic Hare Krishna mood or what it is. Do you not see things for what they are? Do you not see what the banks are doing to not only this country, but to India as well, to Pakistan, to China, for anybody that's dealing with their funny money system?
Well, I mean, okay, first of all, I do. You don't have to call me a Hare Krishna mood. I don't know where that's coming from. Secondly, yeah, there are problems.
Well, no, I get the notion that you're some sort of globalist, you know, rose-colored wearing individual.
How do you figure?
How do I, by what comes out of your mouth, Arian?
Hey, give me an example. I mean,
the debate's over. Arian, goodbye. Don in Reno. Let's talk to somebody that's got some sense here. Hello, Don.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Getting back to Iceland, my knowledge of the country and what the country went by as a label was the land of fire and ice. And the reason they were talking about fire is there's enormous thermal energy up there. And I understand that there is a power line that runs from Iceland to the British Isles, where they are supplying electrical power. Now, you whetted my interest here a little bit ago when you talked about Russia wanting to get involved over there. And I'm wondering, I'm just throwing this out, not necessarily hypothetical or rhetorical, but if this is true and if they can generate this kind of power, would Russia be interested in maybe grub-staking these people to get control of that thermal power?
No, it could be. Every nation usually is aggressive. It just could be.
But let me ask.
But you know, our country has gone in for centuries into other countries and try to capture their oil riches and copper and things like that, and so. And the British did it for several hundred years, and Alexander the Great did it for a long time. It's nothing new.
Yeah, because the IMF went into Argentina and attempted to take over their water supplies and other things.
Oh, they did a terrible thing down there.
And now the
and
IMF is going
out.
To Iceland? Maybe. And the only thing they would be interested in is assets. And the biggest asset I understand the country has is their thermal energy.
Well, you're right. I've been to Reykjavik, I don't know, half dozen times.
Uh-huh.
So I'm familiar with the town. not much there.
Right.
And it's a place you stop off at and you don't stay.
Right. So that's the only thing I could figure out why Russia would want to be jumping in there is maybe to get a stranglehold, you know, and surround Europe force them.
Yeah, but Don, let me ask you a question. I mean, doesn't Russia have its own oil reserves? Don't they have their own energy? You know, why would they be eyeballing Iceland to take control of their thermals over there? I can see your point, and I understand what you're saying.
John, to surround Europe and control them by, what was it when, didn't Putin say something about shutting off the oil going into Europe if they didn't cooperate with him?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if Russia has control on that electrical power going in from the opposing side, that gives them another card to play.
That's a valid point. What other sources of energy? I mean, and I don't even know. I mean, Don, do you happen to know how much power that they generate from these thermals up there?
Well, this is going way back into the gray matter. I mean, I studied this maybe, I don't know, 8-9 years ago, mm-hmm. Maybe even longer than that now. But it seemed like it was a significant amount that was helping the power grid in Great Britain significantly.
Well, it'll be an interesting story to watch. Let's see if Russia makes a loan to them and see what they want besides their money back.
Oh, just as a parting note, can't find Silver Eagles around Reno for less than $22 a throw.
Really? And
well, you better take advantage of that deal Robbie's got.
Yeah, because he's not putting any profit on that. What did you say, Robbie? $14 a piece?
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
You only get eight units there, and that's
probably
it.
Doesn't have eight right now.
I don't know. I'm not answering
right?
the phone.
You might
say that again,
that
Robbie.
He says he's not answering the phones right now.
Okay. Oh, is that it?
All right. Hey,
I'll tell you, that's one hot deal, and of course you get an international forecaster along with that. So that's pretty good.
Oh, along with the fine ceramic.
I was going to call Robbie after the program and beg for my international forecaster for the. I'll call Robbie later.
Okay then.
Bye.
You'll have
on time.
Yeah, I was just going to say you'll have to wait an hour and 11 minutes in order to do that.
He's an honorable man.
Yes, he is. Thank you, Don.
Right. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Mike in Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
Bob, I had a question for you. If we had been short the ETF that tracks the Dow, if you had bought puts against it, you could have made money when the market crashed. Now my question is, given the impending crash of the dollar, you know, with the high inflation, is there an active way where you can make money off of that? Now I found an ETF that tracks the price of the dollar, but it's against the yen, the euro, the British pound, and if those crash as well, it's kind of going to go sideways. Do you know of a way besides...
Yeah, go to a commodity broker and just plain short the dollar.
So buy futures on them, basically.
Yeah, or you can, you know, you can short the Dow or the S&P. Your broker should be able to help you do that.
Well,
we've got recommendations in the International Forecaster for short positions. People have made unbelievable amounts of money, and we've only closed out two positions, and they were I would say they were about 98% win. Fannie Mae at 68 covered at 80 cents, and Countrywide at 14.5 or 15.5 covered at 4.5, but there's still some big ones out there. I mean, these housing builders—they're all in serious trouble. The question is, which ones are going to survive?
Well,
and then all the suppliers and Target.
But Bob, this whole thing—you know—the one point I wanted to bring up with you is this whole thing is based on credit and growth. You know, and that's the way this economy has expanded and then contracted when the money supply dried up or there was too much money floating in the market. Everything is designed on credit, you know, for future growth. Housing, you know, oh, we need to build more houses. We need to do this. We need to do that. Why? Why are we on this mad march to put everything on credit, to take out 30-year mortgages, to take out car loans on mortgages, whatever the hell happened to savings and going and going out and buying something for cash that you could afford?
Well, see, savings were destroyed, John, because interest rates went so low and inflation went up. And so there was no sense in saving. For Americans, at least.
Well, you couldn't buy what Madison Avenue was trying to sell. And, of course, Wall Street wouldn't stay in business because they work for the corporations. They want you to buy, buy, buy. You know, it's all on projected gross. But it's all based on that funny money and that credit. Yeah, let's get deeper in debt. Buy more stuff. Take a couple more calls after the break. We'll be right back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
By the way, Mr. Kerkorian, that he hedged heavily, heavily, and I mean big time, Kerkorian Tresinda Corporation sold 7.3 million Ford shares yesterday for an average of $2.43. It cost Kerkorian $7.07 to buy this stuff, and man, Robbie, we're talking way upside down in a stock.
Well, you know, he also got nipped on GM. He went long at 32 and 33, and we've been short that stock since 38. It went down to 18. The government stepped in the market and ran the stock back up again. And when it got up to around 28 or 29, he got out of that one. But actually, he got out on the way up. And he took a smacking on that one as well.
Well, this MGM Mirage Casino Company, I mean, he was asked, well, what are you going to do with your money? Well, I think I'm going to put it into energy. Because he knows damn right well where the cost of energy is going to go. Tim in Wisconsin. Hello, Tim. Tim.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, you were talking about earlier about the Posse Comitatus Act being thrown out the window.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, don't forget about the eminent domain thing that went out the window, too, which will yield your NAFTA superhighway.
Mm-hmm.
But what I called mainly about is that our Wisconsin National Guard troops were called up or put on notice the 1st of September that they would be called up the 1st of November, sent down to Texas for special training, and then sent overseas. They said 40% or 50% is what they were saying on the airwaves here, but the total amount that were being called up the 1st of November will be 3,500. Now, that may fit in or not fit in with what you were talking about earlier.
Well, I don't know, and it's still pretty fuzzy. I've gotten a lot
John,
of...
John, I'm going to hang up because I can't even hear you on the phone. I'll take it over the airwaves.
All right,
you guys
thanks.
Have a good one.
I appreciate it. I wonder why he couldn't hear me. But at any rate, we'll get to the bottom of it. We got a lot of feedback from even the host on this network that are saying that, oh, no, there's no traction to this story that the some of these guard units are being stripped of their heavy stuff. But I'm getting just the opposite. At any rate, we'll keep an eye on it, as we always do. Francine in Oregon. Hello, Francine.
Hello.
Hi.
This is my first time calling you. And I was... You know, in terms of the biofuels dipping into our food supply, I mean, that wouldn't have to happen if they would allow us, if they would use other crops. There are so many other crops, including all the waste products from the lumber industry and so forth, and the things that people, you know, the stalks from the corn instead of the corn itself.
There is so much biomass out there. We can even grow hemp or... Not
well,
marijuana,
yeah.
But we can grow this. We can grow this weed anywhere in the country. We can take the biomass from that, and we can make alcohol out of it. We could fuel our vehicles with it right now.
Absolutely, and it's so ridiculous that they're dipping into our food supply or using the premise of our food supply is disappearing because of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't believe that they're using enough of our food supply at all.
A lot of farmers don't either. Just ask them what
right.
they get for a bushel of corn on the market or
right.
a bushel of wheat. Hey, Francine, we're out of time, but do please call back again.
Well, I will. And that was just my quick point anyway. So thank you very much for a great show.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. All right,
yes.
That'll do it for us today. Robbie, the Bob Chapman special again?
20 silver eagles, 20 Swiss francs, $3,999, plus a subscription to the International Forecast and a fine ceramic mug, 1-800-691-7898.
And there's no negotiating on a deal, folks. It's only 8 packages, but you can talk to Robbie for at least an hour because his program is coming up right on the network. It's called The Flip Side, and his website... He is, Robbie?
EaglesUp.com.
There it is. Bob Chapman.
Jam the line.
There you go. We'll see you next Tuesday,
see you, Bob.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye. See you tomorrow, folks.
In Matthew 20.